Welcome, listeners, to episode 14 of the Asia Business Investor podcast. I'm your host, Nicholas Cameron from Asia Business Investor. And today we're off to Dubai to look very closely at what it means to be an entrepreneur in the recruitment and human resource consulting area. Today's guest of the Asia Business Investor podcast is Ravi Shankar, the CEO and founder of Fish People Consulting. Fish People Consulting is a leading Dubai-based recruitment and human resource agency that works with many of the Middle East's leading corporations. Hello, Ravi. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor podcast.
Thank you, Nicholas. It is my pleasure.
Could you tell us a bit more about yourself and how you ended up starting Fish People Consulting in Dubai?
Yes, Nicholas. I'm an engineer by qualification, but even while doing the course, I realized that my passion did not lie there. I have over 20 years of work experience now, and I'm working mostly for small and medium-sized companies. The kind of companies I have worked in also have been very eclectic. I have separate success stories in industries as diverse as computer education, courier, software, and now for the past 10 years in resourcing. My last assignment before I started Fish People Consulting was a very successful and satisfying stint. But then the company got acquired, and I could not see eye to eye with the new promoter and owners in the direction the company was supposed to be going in. At which point of time, my challenge was to see if I could succeed as an entrepreneur when my successes in the past have all been as employees. I would say there was a bit of a drive, internal drive, vision to create something bigger than an individual, bigger than me.
Yeah, I can understand.
However, incorporating the value system that I believe in. I was very fortunate in getting successful professionals to invest with me in Fish People Consulting and to help me start the direction of our growth. Fish People Consulting is now over 1 year old. It has been a very exciting, heady, and indeed a very great learning and satisfying time.
What types of assignments do you undertake?
Fish People Consulting, Nicholas, is a search and selection company predominantly and handles typically middle to senior management assignments. I would like to elaborate a bit here. The various industry vertical goes through its ups and downs as a cyclical nature of any business. And demand for senior professional also varies accordingly. Our business model has been is that we like to engage deeply with our clients to understand the culture of the organization and indeed the soft skills that we believe are more the reason for success or lack of it for any person, any assignment.
Are there any areas of your agency that you have a special focus?
Nicholas, Fish People Consulting is not a vertical-focused company. That is, we handle assignments across industries, including oil and gas, IT, engineering, retail, banking, to name a few. The specialty or the value add of Fish People Consulting is in finding the non-active job seeker for our clients. We believe that people who are currently happy, satisfied, and successful in their current assignments are more likely to be carrying their success forward into the next assignment. So very often the kind of people we're able to get for our clients are the likely to be unique profiles as opposed to the profile that are usually available at portals, etc., where perhaps they have other agencies also access to the same.
Right. Now, thinking back, when you started Fish People Consulting a year ago, what do you think your biggest challenge was?
Interesting question, Nicholas. I should say the biggest challenge was in making up my mind to start. I do not come from a business background. Okay, the security of a job, the paychecks coming every month, that perhaps has been a big comfort factor also in my life. It really took a leap of faith for me to decide that this has to be the course of my life. But the decision got taken, Then the support and belief of my colleagues who are willing to come on board with PhD investors was extremely heartening, as was the response from the client. So the challenge was in just deciding that is what you want to do.
So what do you think is your agency's biggest asset right now?
I would say two big assets here. Okay. Let me start off. I mean, it of course is a motherhood statement to say people. But in my case, I would certainly say that we have a very young, dynamic, vibrant team with us who take the business very personally, very seriously. The basic tenet of Fish People Consulting is a Hindi phrase, ho jayega. It will loosely translate as will be done. Better still, consider it done. All right. That is what we communicate, that is what we stand for. Consider it done. The team that we have currently takes this tenet, they internalize it, they take it very personally. The amount of pressure they take on to deliver, to live through the consider it done, is a fantastic asset we have today. The second part is that Fish People Consulting was conceived as a virtual office. We have removed the commute from our lives. All of us work from home. Only when we need to have external meetings, we get out and use the public places like coffee shops, etc. This model required tremendous amount of discipline to make it work, and equally critical, the systems and procedures to ensure that the flexibility did not result in dilution of our work culture and resource. The model is working. Currently, our team is based out of Dubai, UK and India.
Okay.
The foundation has been laid. Systems and procedures are in place. Today, we have a scalable model and a business that can be scaled with a tremendous amount of speed and ease.
Yeah.
That is another big asset. What we created can be scaled up very fast, very beautifully.
That's great. And you're making good use of the virtual world that business is
today. I would say so, yes. I think technology is a combination of technology and I think the right kind of people coming on board. The commitment required, because technology would not replace that.
Yes.
The discipline, the commitment required.
So looking forward, where would you like to see Fish People Consulting in the future?
We are on an aggressive growth path right now. We have plans of launching our Qatar and Saudi Arabia operations this year. And Kuwait and Bahrain next year, which will give us a pan-GCC coverage. GCC stands for Gulf Cooperation Council, the six countries that form a cartel. We also are expanding Indian operations. We are looking seriously now at alliances in the South Asia. I'm very keen to explore partners in Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, etc. To expand the geographical breadth of our business. Also on the wish list is to move up the value chain. Today, contingency search is constituting more than 80% of our business, with retained search taking only 20. We are certainly hoping to increase the retained search part of our business to 50% over the next 2 to 3 years.
So now, sort of thinking about Dubai, I mean, living in Dubai, because you've obviously been living in Dubai a while. So
that's right.
What does a typical day involve for you, just to give an idea for our listeners?
That's a very interesting question. Let me think. Okay, my typical day, usually I wake up by around 6:30. That's when children are moving to the school. I start off with approximately 1 hour of squash with a friend of mine in the same building. Okay, that puts me in the right mood for the morning. By 8:30, usually I am in my home office, and my former work day has started. Now, this is on the days, of course, that I do not have external meetings. A typical day for me would involve around 50% of client-facing time, which could be personal meetings or telephonic, 2 to 3 candidate interviews for potential candidates, and a lot of time spent on emails. The flip side of working from home is that the office never closes.
That's true. A lot of listeners will appreciate that, that's for sure. So, from a personal perspective, what do you enjoy about living and working in Dubai itself?
Dubai, I would say, is the best place to work and live in globally. Okay. Dubai has that combination of East and West. Okay. Yeah. The best of East and West has resulted in the collapse that I believe everybody can find their comfort levels in. I mean, I'll paraphrase a common saying, Dubai for me is the cleanest Indian city. Similarly, I would say a Briton or a South African or a Chinese would also find bits of his country, flavors of his country here, the comfort levels are very high. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, Nicholas, at the last count, Dubai had people from 141 countries working here. That is perhaps as much as the number of members of UN. So the variety of people you meet and work with, the sheer range of food and entertainment available, mm-hmm. makes it a great place to live. The high amount of security, which means that your family is always secure, the crime rates are very low, also adds to the personal factor. Professional perspective, Dubai has been a very happening place for the past few years.
That's for sure.
There has been a master plan which is making Dubai the place to travel to, no matter what your reasons. Mm-hmm. Now, we are talking in terms of Dubai is the place to come to for healthcare, adventure, shopping, education, trade. And each of these sectors have a lot of government initiatives mm-hmm. to develop the infrastructure and create opportunities for leading players in that business mm-hmm. to come in. From a very parochial view of Fish People Consulting, we are seeing recruitment opportunities in a spread of industries and levels, which is nowhere near saturation. Mm-hmm. The sheer variety of people one meets, we are talking in terms of the ethnic background, the nationalities, the levels, it makes our job and life that much more interesting on a daily basis.
So, just talking about entrepreneurship in general, is running your own business something that you always wanted to do?
As I said earlier, Nicholas, for me, the shift from being employed to an entrepreneur required a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I would say that all of us at some time or the other fantasize of being on our own. But for me, it was not really real. I mean, if I'm articulating myself adequately, mm-hmm. it was not real. It was just something you think about. Having said that also, today I will not change place with anybody.
Yeah.
The independence that one has of being an entrepreneur and the responsibility of chalking out the fortune, the growth path of an organization is a very heady feeling.
Do you have any advice for people looking at setting up their own business and becoming an entrepreneur based on what you've learned?
My first advice would be follow your dreams. Without dreams, we are nothing. But on a more practical note, I also say that while you're contemplating your move and making your business plan, mm-hmm. underestimate your revenues by 75% and overestimate your cost by 400%. Mm. The business growth is never as expected.
Yes.
Another advice is to have a very strong finance person on board. I'm not talking as an employee, I'm talking as a promoter, as an owner. That is, if you are not financially savvy yourself. Mm-hmm. The biggest challenge for a startup business is not P&L and balance sheet. It is a cash flow.
Cash flow, yeah. I mean, just thinking about yourself, because you're in the recruitment business, you must see differences between those people that are more naturally inclined to having a job as opposed to, say, ever becoming an entrepreneur. Do you think that this person like looks like an entrepreneur material? Do you think that, or were there any traits, right, that you would look at them that you think you can actually recognize as a potential entrepreneur in your business?
Interesting, very interesting question, Nicholas. In my experiences, I've come across two types of entrepreneurs. There is the born to be entrepreneur type, the one you are referring to. The one who has unmistakable look, demeanor, the person who is meant to be an entrepreneur. I would say he or she is likely to be a serial entrepreneur with perhaps multiple failures before hitting the gusher. Then you also have situational entrepreneur, which I think there is bits in all of us. Sort of, you know, being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
The risk-taking mentality of this class of entrepreneur, I think, is lower. And if they meet failure after the initial attempts, they are more likely to get back to the refuge or the security of a job.
Yeah.
I believe that the first type comes with that trait that can be spotted easily. A higher than normal energy level and drive, the ability, even the penchant, I would say, for looking at opportunities constantly. The spark, I mean, very difficult to describe. I think when you meet, you can make it out, but I can't describe
that's
it.
Right.
Yes, that spark is very much there. Yes, that person can be made out.
Great. Okay, I'll ask you a question because you're in the recruitment industry. And I know a lot of our listeners are looking at working in Dubai, or they currently work there. Do you have some advice you could share that may help them in the Dubai job search?
I would certainly try to. As a growing economy in Dubai, there are opportunities available in various fields and levels. Oil and gas, retail, distribution, logistics, healthcare, hospitality. They're all industries where the demand for skilled professionals is always there. There is a slowdown in construction, realty, banking sectors, which should hopefully pick up soon. I would really start with the basics. If you are not currently in Dubai, read up on Dubai through the online media. All the major dailies here have an online presence. Khaleej Times, Gulf News, and Gulf Today are the major broadsheets. And they all have large employment sections. Can these respond? Of course, the simpler solution, if you do not wish to go through all the effort, is to visit our website, www.fishpeople.net, and upload your profile.
Go to fishpeople.net. Okay. So that our listeners can learn about your firm, can you provide some links to your company?
The fishpeople.net is the website. You're welcome to visit our website. I'll also welcome all listeners to Google me on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Okay. And join us on LinkedIn. Okay. Ravi, my LinkedIn profile is Ravi@FPC. Okay. And I look forward certainly to connecting and listening from more of the viewers and the listeners, and to move forward from here.
That's great. Well, thanks very much for your time, Ravi.
Thank you very much, Nicholas. It has been my pleasure.
For those listeners wishing to learn more about Fishnet Consulting, we'll leave some information in the podcast notes. And I hope you enjoyed that podcast and look forward to bringing more to you. That's goodbye from me. We'll be right back.